So there's no wool there. Very nice voice. And you pick up the kisa, it's called tiltum and atzan, and the wool falls off it. But you see, the wool itself is muksa. Trashy net let a kisoi, alma bahanech to tom in, even though you use the wool now to make katamon and put around your pot, nami kostel to tule. Still we say toss to make katamon, to make a tilta with it. Eloi de kisoi. The only answer is to touch it, that's called tilta minatzan. You have to pick up the cover of the pot. The cover is not muksam. Now by picking up the cover, then the wool falls off by itself. But to touch the wool itself about it is muksa. Elozat gemara yitmachit. If you meant to say aloha about the wool, this is aloha. Omar Rova. When do we say the wool is still called muksa? If you didn't set it aside, then from now on you can use it for atmona. If you set it aside, yadaf, before Shabbos, you're going to use this wool now to cover up pots. Then shita has the same kli, and it's allowed to touch it then on Shabbos, then it's not called muksa. Drasha yachtan latmon liyelam. Drasha chiddush. Yichud means loylam. As far as you're concerned now, this wool has no other use for you. You're not going to use the wool to make clothing anymore. You're going to miyachad this wool loylam to use for atzmonim. So the wool now gets a shem kli. It's usable to cover up the pot of soup for you. Therefore, it's mutter. Itmanami ki yosi rovin omer Rav Yaakov omer Rav Asi ben Shol omer Rebbe loyshonu elishlo yachtan latzmonim. When does the Mishnah say this wool, even though you used it for atmona, it still remained muksa if you didn't set it aside for that purpose? If you set it aside for the purpose of making atmona with this wool, his matat lenoison. Then the wool is not muksa, and you're allowed to use it. Shrashi, Ravina, that's right. Ravina, Amar Ravina says, Bishal hefsik shonu. I'll tell you, no, there's no stira. That really, Gizei Tzemer itself is not muksa. Even if you didn't make atmona, still it's not muksa. But the Mishnah that says it's muksa, Tom Baba Shal Hefsik Shonu. Hefsik is different, that wool is muksa. The Drashi Ravinoma, Liyer Lam Kidagama Rava, could be like Rava says, in Tom and Ben Mutter, if you made Hatmona with it once, even though you weren't Miyachlet for this purpose, but since you used the wool once to use it for Hatmona wrap around your pot, automatically the wool is not muksa anymore. Is Mutla Tautlon, the command the Yachtan Lahochi, his wool is not that choshev. If you use it one time, it's considered as if it's set aside now to be used for other purposes than sowing begodim. It's used for atmona, to cover a kli. The Rava, lava masnisim kor, Rava's not going on our Mishnah. The masnisim, now that our Mishnah says, even though you made atmona, you used the wool to cover the kli, still it's muksa. Our Mishnah is talking about a special type of wool. The gizan shall hefsik, the vade osir liachzirin misham liachtan lakach. This type of wool, hefsik, Yizich is going to use later to make begodim with. It's too choshev to use just to wrap around like a shmata, to wrap around the pot. It's Yizich is still muksa. What is hefsik, Drashi? Ma'aroch, a long sheet. G'dayla, she'orchin ha'mashivin la'ksoysin l'schayra. A long sheet of wool that's aimed to set aside to sell. It's not much worth $100. So this choshev, a piece of wool, even though this Shabbos you use it for atmana, you use it for shmata to wrap around your pot, the zikha svar, you're not going to keep it that way. Zikha after Shabbos, you'll take it right back again and use this choshev wool. But it's only called hefsik, a long strip of wool that's very choshev. The Rashi is the schorish occur in tash bein shal begodim bein shal tzemer bein shal chagov and bosom luach. It's a very big piece. A very big piece is choshev, that remains muksam. But if it's not a very big piece of wool, a bee used it one time for atmonim, since it's not so choshev, it remains a shame kli on it, and it's not called muksam. V'atanya nam yoch, you have a raya for this. Gizei tzemer, shel hefsik. Or if you have pieces of wool, dafka shel hefsik, this long piece of wool, then the locher is ein metalt lenoison. Then you can't be metalt le. But the Balabas made this long piece of wool. He was masakin that he made something into it that now could be used the way it is. He's going to use it as a shmato, use it as a pillow. He made it to be used for something. Then metalt lenoisam. Then avadi let to use it. It's not aimed anymore to make the godin with, to sew it up, to make it beggar with. It's aimed the Balabas made it for new use. He's going to use this wool now to sit on, to do things with it. So avadi then has a shemkli. It's not called muksam. But you have a raya though that what's the muksa of tzemer? Only this big chosh of a tzemer called a hefsik. Rashi, Tana, Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Kai made the Rav. Rabba Bar Chana said aloch in front of Rav. Charuya Shodekel. Charuya Shodekel, that's palm trees. The branches are lulavs. A lulav is called Charuya Shodekel. Rashi, Anovim Koshim, the hard leaves of a palm tree. Kates, it's very like, it's like an eight, like a piece of wood. Kishukshu, Shedora Shalulavim. The shedra, the middle part of the lulav. v'naflu olin shalhen korulen charuyis. Now, when the lulav opens up and it becomes spread apart, the leaves that come apart, that's called the charuyis. So charuyis shodekel. It's a lulav that fell off a tree. Shegoidrin leitzim. If you collected them to use for wood. Either when you cut down the lulavs, Rosh, you collected them together. If you collected them for wood, leitzim, and usually leitzim means to burn, you have to have fire, so you collected this wood to use for firewood. So that's muksa. Since you can't burn on Shabbos, if you have the lulavs, that's miyuchet, to use for firewood, it's muksa on Shabbos. For nimlech aleihem yeshiva. Now you decided to use it to sit on. You decided to use that for your chair. It doesn't help Friday. You had das now to use this lulav for a chair. Just with das alone is not enough. Since Matkhila, when you cut them down, you had das to use it for firewood, it was chal din muksar on it. To get the din muksar off, it's not enough. Chan machshavam, you have to do a maisa. Sarach likshar, you also have to tie them together. Shrashi sarach likshar, lekoshram yachin aboy yoin. Friday, you have to tie the leaves together. Loichia, to do a maisa, to show us, shal yeshiv oimdim. That now these lulavs are oimed to sit on. V'yim loy koshim, if you didn't do a maisa of tying them up before Shabbos, yachad, os letatlum, lemochor, lehevi yichad b'machshava. He also found setting something aside with your machshava, that's not enough. It's only enough if you do a maisa to it. V'yab shimim gam li'olay men nein, ain tzorach likshar. Nein, he also, you don't have to make a maisa. Abi yahad das before Shabbos, this lulavs, these branches, you don't want to use anymore for firewood, you want to use it now on Shabbos, to sit on with machshav alone, you make it ois muksa. It's enough just to have das to use it. Trashi apple pish lechishav aleim. That's right. In kashim, the marhu toni lavu amulo halacha kashim megamliel. That we pass like kashim megamliel. So you don't have to do a maisa. Habi you have a machshava to miyachrit for the purpose of use is not called muksa. That's why before also this temer was saying temer. Habi you set it aside to use for atmana. It's not called muksa. Even though you didn't do a maisa atmana yet, just that you miyachet for atmana, it's enough. Like Rav Shimon Gamliel, you don't have to do a maisa. Abi yahadas to miyachet here the leaves to sit on, or before the wool also to use for a type of kli the way it is. It's not called muksa anymore. Itma Rav Amar Kosher. Rav holds no, you have to tie it up. This lulavs, it's not enough to have das before Shabbos. You have to do a maisa to it. Shmuel says, no, it's not machshava. Habi before Shabbos, yadas to use the lulavs. It's called the kli, it's not muksa. Rabasi yomar yoshev, if you sat on them before Shabbos, afal pish lekishur. V'afal pish lekishur. Even though you didn't tie it up, or you didn't even have machshava to be miyachrit loylum, habi you sat on it one time, that's enough. So the more, bishlei merav, hu diyom ekatanakama. Rav says what? You have to tie it up. That's like the Tanakhama we had before. That when is the charuyas, the leaves, ois muksa, only if you did a maisa to it. Without a maisa, still remains muksa. Or Shmuel that says, chishev, if you just think about it, nami hu diyom ekashem gamliel. He also has a Tana. Yavashem gamliel says, even though you didn't tie up the leaves, abi you thought about it before Shabbos and sit on it, that's enough. El rabasi diyom ekaman. Where does Rabasi have his new shita? Rabasi knows what happened. There are these leaves, these branches that fell off the tree. Metchili, you collected the branches to use for firewood. As firewood is muksa. Now, you weren't miyachrit yet to use it now only for yeshiva. You didn't have so much das. And you didn't tie it up. Now, what did you do? You just sat down one time. Before Shabbos, once you sat down on it. Who's such a straw like that? The fact you sat down once makes it muksa. You sat down once, good. You'll get up, and later you'll start burning with it again. So it's still called the klisha. I mean, liyisr. Who says this makes it muksa? And the Gemara who the Yom Kaitana. He has a time like that also. Titania. Yoitzen Bibkurin over Tzipe. You're allowed to walk out with these type of bandages. You're allowed to walk out with them on Shabbos. So Trashi Bibkurin Pishtin Sora, combed out flax. Shinoisna Lamaka, used to put up to have a wound. So instead of a bandage, you put this flax on top of the wound. Rels Bitsipe Tsemer, type of wool. Menufa, it's also combed out wool. Hanitna Lamaka, you have a wound, you put this on top of the maka. Is you're allowed to go out with them on Shabbos. Bizman shetzofim b'shemen. If you put oil into it before Shabbos, then it's mutter. So Rashi bizman shetzofim b'shemen. Goli daite de lamake kaimi. Since you put shemen in this flax, you show this flax now is aimed to be used for this makim. Lanich in a leather, put on top of the makim is Shabbos. Now I, Rashi Bavorns, you can't do refuah on Shabbos. Rashi is allowed refuah ninu. This bandage is not for refuah. Elish la yishu tomabushom. It's just to protect the makim that your clothing shouldn't hit it. That's the effort to put a bandaid on Shabbos. You're not healing the wound, you're just protecting it that nothing should hit the wound. That's not called refuah. Es makosai. Veva like a malbush, and a blaze like a malbush, a bandaid like a malbush. The Alma. Abu Lloyd saw the Meshem, if he didn't dip it into oil before Shabbos, the Lav Malbush Ninu, it's a piece of flax, a piece of wool, it's not called a Malbush yet. Heavily Masuvi and Yetzibulishus Rabin. Since it's called a piece of flax, it's not a Malbush, it's not a beggar, you're not allowed to put it on yourself on Shabbos. You stand, throw some wool over you on Shabbos and walk outside, you'll be chayiv. It's called a Maisoi Tso, it's not called a beggar. But here, if you put oil into this wool, you made it go like that, you want to use it for a beggar. The Korchon Bir Mashiach was tied around with a string. Lights of Meshem, you didn't dip it into oil, but like Koch Meshich, you didn't tie it around with a piece of string, and Yotzim Ben. V'yim Yotzim Ben Shoachasim by Joim. But Lu Yitzui, without doing these, dipping it into oil, or without putting a string around this piece of flax or wool, you used it one time, you used it as a bandit, one time you went outside with it, Afal Pisha, Lights of Koch Meshich, Mutta Lotzis Ben. So you see this Shita. Even though you didn't have das to miyachid lakach, you didn't dip it into oil, or you didn't tie it around with a mashiach yet, but avi, you used it one time in the weekday, as this purpose of protecting your wound, automatically gets the shame begged by using it one time, the muksa goes off, you're allowed to use it. So Rav Asi calls it this mandiyama, the biggest kula. You don't have to do a maisa, you don't have to be miyachid loilam, avi, you used it for your own purpose one time in the middle of the weekday, that makes it a nice muksa. Halacha we'll speak about tomorrow, exactly how we pass it, we'll see. Here, yeah, that's Nun Nomer Aleph holding. Yeah. So the shayla again about making something ois muksa. You have something that was muksa, question what do you have to do to make it ois muksa? There were three shittos. Either you have to be mekashra, tied together. The case we had these branches that fell off the tree, and you collected them for burning wood. So that's muksa. Now you want to change your mind to use it to sit on. So one man the yomah says you have to tie them together. One man the yomah says you have to be miyachadit, loilam, to use for sitting. And one man the yomah says just if you do a mice alone, just you sat down once before Shabbos, that's enough. Samor is saying in the middle. It was El Rav Asi, the Yom HaKaman. Who's Rav Asi, the last Shita, that says it's enough if you sat down one time? Or who the Yom HaKiyaitana? The Tanya, Yoitzim, the Purin of Etzipe. You're allowed to go out with this type of band-aids. Bizman, Shetzovim, B'Shemen. If you stuck it into, you dipped it into oil beforehand. For Korchim, B'Mashiach, you tied it around with a string. Loitzovim, B'Shemen, you didn't dip it into oil. For Korchim, B'Mashiach, you didn't tie it around with a string. And Yoitzim, B'Hem. Because they're not called a beggar yet, it's just a piece of a shmata. It's a must if you carry it out. So the bright though, v'im yotza mehem shoachat meboy yoim. But if you used it one time on Friday yet, you use this band-aid, this shmata, for a band-aid, so you showed now you want to use this for a beggar, for a band-aid, afal pish leitzofam, even though you didn't do a maisa, you didn't dip it into oil. But like korchim mashiach, you didn't tie it around with a string. Still muta lotzeis ben. You let it go out with it on Shabbos. So you see, as long as you used it one time in the weekday, l'shem malvish, it makes it ois muksa. Om Rav Ashi, afana naimetanina, we also have a raya for this. Another case like this, the fact you used it once in the middle of the week, that makes it ois muksa, no more muksa. Hakash shagabi amita, you have a bed, and you have straw on top of the bed. Now usually straw is muksa, straw is oimed to burn with, it's muksa. So by accident you put the straw on top of the bed before Shabbos, and now it comes Friday night, Shabbos by night, you want to sleep on the bed. But the straw, what's the Yetzer? Is lo yinanenu biyodo. You're not allowed to move the straw off the bed with your hands. Since the straw is muksa, you can't touch it. Rashi kash, stoma latina. Usually straw you use to make cement with it, you use it for. Koyla lovainim, to make bricks. Or liasok, or else to burn with it. Umuksu, therefore it lives muksa. And if this straw now is put on top of the bed, you didn't sleep on the bed yet. Now on Shabbos you want to sleep on this bed. Now Rashi's about warning, what's wrong if you have straw on top of your bed? Just lie down on top of the straw. halacha is muksa, you're allowed to touch muksa, as long as you don't move the muksa. So you have straw on top of your bed. So what's for the filach? Lie down on top of the straw. The Torah says the straw is like piled up in the middle of your bed. So you push it, you can't sleep on top of it. You have to move the straw around all over the bed to make it, you can lie down. So how do you move the straw around on your bed? With your hands, you can't touch the straw. The straw is muksa. No, since it's muksa, you can't touch this. It's to be metaltlit. Now, what's the yeter? But you're allowed to move it around with your body. Just let your body lie down on top of you, move it around with your body, that's muta. So, that's called kalachayad, and you're allowed to touch muksa. So, lalocha, there's a big shayla. Lalocha, there are some sheet to learn out from this Gemara, any muksa there is, you're allowed to touch it on Shabbat to move it. Kalacha yad means docha begufa. Means that you don't use your fingers, you don't use your hands. If you use your elbow, or you use your feet, or you use your body to move muksa, that's mutter. Muksa is only also to touch it, but derech tutulai means use your hands, to move it with your hand, or the back in your hand. That's called kalacha yad. That's also certain times. Where you kick it with your foot, or you move it with your elbow, that's called like here, mananeya begufa. You can move it with the rest of your goof, and it's mutter to touch muksa. The Mishnah Berurah passes like this also. There are some Rishonim though that learn this Gemara as a new Heta though. It's not you're allowed to touch Muksa Begufoy. It's a Teret, it's called Derech Shriva. You're allowed to lie down in your bed on Shabbos. And while you're lying down, you're moving the straw around. It's not called the Tiltal of Muksa. It's called you're like lying on your bed. I think the Ramban says like this. It's called a Derech Shriva. That's the way you lie down on your bed. You're moving the straw. Mashenke lo yitzu, you have some muksa on the floor, and you want to start moving to the side, but this pshat, there wouldn't even be a heter, doch begufoin, to kick it with your foot. That's what some say. I think Rav Moshe is chiddush. Rav Moshe is machmi. He says, metchila, you shouldn't move muksa, doch begufa, with your foot. Just if it's natig, if it's a tzarech, you could be makel. If there's a big purpose involved to move the muksa, then you could be makel a dishitis. Learn pshat now what gemara is. As long as you're not touching the muksa with your fingers, with your hand, you're moving with your elbow, the rest of your body, doch for the gufa is called, that's muta. You're not going to move any muksa. So that's the yetzer also. Lie down on the bed with the rest of the body, move around the straw, and then you could lie down. Avlim hoya all of Meichub Hema, Avlim hoya Meichub Hema, lead through this straw where it's set aside to use for Meichub Hema. It wasn't straw of muksa, it was set aside for Meichub Hema. That's not muksa, you're allowed to touch it then. Oy shoya all of kar oy sadim aboy joim. Or else there was a blanket on it before Shabbos, then menaneya biyodoy. You're allowed to even move it with your hands. Shema mina. Now when it says Kairos Sad and it's lav dafka, there was a pillow there. It just means if you lie down on top of this bed Friday before Shabbos one time, you automatically made this straw ice muksa and considered all part of the bed. Therefore now on Shabbos you can move around the straw. This is another right to the Shita. Even though Samazoi straw is muksa, but if you use it once before Shabbos, you just lie down on the straw once, you automatically make it muksa. Now on Shabbos, you can move it by your dayin. It's another raya to Rabasi. Rashi, Oishahoya Olav Kari Sadin, Shemin Sheshachov Olav Abayyoyim, you slept on the top of the straw once. V'yafa pish layacht l'kachim, you didn't set it aside for this purpose. This straw is not set aside for the Shriva. The straw is still aimed to burn with or to make cement with. Even though you weren't a chashav lo'olam to leave it for the bed, but since at one time on Friday before Shabbos you used it once, that makes it a smuksa. That's another raya to Rabasi. And we pass nos l'kula like Rabasi. Any one of these things, if you used it one time before Shabbos, it's a raya, it's not muksa anymore, and you're allowed to touch it on Shabbos. So the morning now, man tana the polig leder of Shem Gamil. Who is the Tana that says before, it's not enough even to be miyachrit, but you dafka have to do a maisa, lichur. The other case was where the lulavs came off the tree, and you took it amnat to burn, use it for firewood, so it's muksa. Now on Shabbos, if you want to use it for Shabbos, you have to tie it up before Shabbos, to do a maisa to show you're using it for cheer now. So who's this man, you have to dafka do a maisa. It's not enough, yachid lakach, it's not enough, you start on it, no, you have to do a maisa. So the Mara Bechanina ben Akiva goes according to Bechanina ben Akiva. Tchiyosti Rav Dimi Omaziri Omer Rav Bechanina Pamachas Holach Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva Lemokim Echad. One time Rav Bechanina ben Akiva went to a place. Omotza Charuya Shodekel. He saw not these branches, palm branches. Saw the lulavs Shegodrom Lushemetzim that was cut off the tree that people wanted to use it for firewood. So the Chura Poshet Smuksa. Now, v'yomel hel tamida, if he told his tamidim on Friday, to go out now v'chishvu and have machshava k'day sheneishav aleim l'mocher. Have machshava on Friday that you don't want to use this wood for firewood anymore, but instead you want to use it to sit on. So that was the maizus. Look, who here, Sarayah, just chishim. If you have machshav, you just think about it on Friday, that you want to use it for cheer, but automatically becomes muta. Oh, but the maizus was, v'lo yedana, I don't know, if e beis ha-mishtevi, he needed it for a beis ha-mishto, for a chasno, for a big simcha, or beis oval heavy, or else they needed this chair, they needed this branches to sit on for beis oval. That was the shayla. So, vice says at the moment, me to come, without he has a suffix. E beis ha-mishtevi, beis oval heavy, that is a special heti here. Hey, the reason why he was maker for his tamidim, just to have machshava think that you want to use these woods for sitting, why was he mekel? Because they want to use it on Shabbos for big tzarech, either for a beis hamishta, for chasna, or else they want to use it for a beis oval. That's why he was mekel. So the pudukor, a beis oval, heavy, is dafka beis oval or beis hamishta. Only these two places was he mekel on the tamidim to make a reis muksa with machshav alone. The treaty, because it's a big tirdo to take care of these things before Shabbos. Aval hocha, but a normal private person, if he has these branches that he cut down material to use for firewood, so the muksa. Now, if you want to make it a muksa, if you want to be able to use it on Shabbos to sit on, is davke kosharin. If you tie up the branches now and do a maisa, that's when it's mutter. Avalei koshaloi. But if you don't tie it up, it won't be mutter. It was only a special heter over here because it was a beis hamishta. But not for beis hamishta, beis ovel, you'll have to do a maisa kesher. The treaty, since they needed so many branches, like a chas, they need a few hundred of them, so if I tell them to tie them up, there won't be enough time for Friday to tie them up. There he was making. The holds that to make something or smuksa, you have to do a maisa. You have to tie up the branches to show you want to use the branches. Omer Rav Yehuda, Machnis Adam Mole Kuposai Ofer, a person could bring into his house on Friday a whole basket full of dirt, V'yoyse Bokol Tzorkai, and then on Shabbos you could use this dirt for any purpose you want, like we had before. Dirt in time of Gemara they used to use. If they had spit on the floor, some dirt on the floor, they would take the dirt and throw it on top of the spit. So if you brought in the dirt, al manas to use in the house, so it's not muksa, it's usable, and you're allowed to use it on Shabbos. Trashi machnis mole kuposi offer. Lechates boitsoye, to cover up the dirt, the schmutz, or else for right, the spit. Omaro offer bebeisoid. Laorit, you'll have to throw the dirt on Friday in the ground, on the floor. Venoit le tom lechot tzorkov. The whole Shabbos, anytime you need some dirt, just pick up the dirt and move it and use it. So the Gemara Dorish of a Mazutra, Mishmei the Mazutra, Rabban, the name of Mazutra Rabban, Vu sheyachin lo keren zovies. When you throw the dirt on the ground Friday, it's not enough just to throw it out all over the karka. You have to put it away in a special place. You have to make a keren zovies. Make one big pile for it. That's when it's mutter. What's the svaros of Drashi? Vushe yachel le keren zovies. Tehevei kemuchen v'yoymi lekach. If you set it aside in one special place, then we say, this is not part of the ground. It's not bottled to the ground. It's a special pile that you're going to use to cover up dirt. If you just threw it, the dirt down in the middle of your house, lemedrash raglayim, where people trample over, hareyu botla gabi kakoyis, then it's almost botla to the ground, habayis. Or muksa biyosar, it's like a chelik of the bayis then, and you pick it up on Shabbos, it's muksa. At the times of the Gemara, they didn't have rugs, they didn't even have a floor like we have. So they had dirt floor. So now if you put the dirt in the middle of the floor, so it's oymed to step on, and vice it to be bottled to the ground. So that's muksa. If you want to use the dirt, you have to bring it in on Friday and put it in a special corner. As bizmanas elikur, you wouldn't have to have a special corner. Anytime you bring in a pile of dirt into the house, hamanas to use it, it's zich and not oymed to trample on to come bottled to the ground. About the floors are carpets now. So now that you bring it into the house, hamanas to use it on Shabbos, it wouldn't be muksa. Omru Rabbonin Kaimid Rapopo. Keman Krab Shimon Gamliel. This goes like Krab Shimon Gamliel. Sadrashi Krab Shimon. The Shari Bamachshav B'yalma. That he's matter when you have muksa before, when you have these branches, now muksa, habi you have machshav alone to use it on Shabbos to sit on, it makes nice muksa. Shein Maisa Machiach Shein Melasa Tzrochel. Here also, all you're doing is just bringing in this big barrel full of dirt. You didn't do a maisa to the dirt to show you want to use the dirt. Just you brought it in with machshava. You saw it now on Friday. You're going to want to use this dirt on Shabbos. That's enough to make reis muksa. It's a chur goes like a shum gamliel. So the mardi kerabbonon. This if it goes according to rabbonon, for am ribina maisa. The rabbonon before said when you have something that's muksa, you have to do a maisa to make reis muksa. So where's the maisa here? Bina maisa. Omru luhu rav papa name. Could be here. It's different. Afidu tamer rabbonon. Even if you want to say it goes according to the rabbonon. That before the Rabbanan said if you bring in the branches that you cut off a tree, you could only use it on Shabbos to sit on if you did a Maisa. If you made a Kesher, you tied it up before Shabbos. Over here, they'll still be Mekel. Ad kan loy kam Rabbanan debina Maisa, elemidi devara vidi be Maisa. Something that's possible, that's aimed to do a Maisa with. The Moshel like branches. If you want to sit on branches, it's very nice to tie them up first. It's a better seat. So since there's a maisa to do, to branches, he holds when you make a reis muksa, only if you do the maisa. If you don't do the maisa, it still remains muksa. Avo midi deloy bar mevdo de maisam, but something that's not aimed to do a maisa to, like dirt. There's nothing to do to the dirt right now. Loy, there you don't have to do a maisa before Shabbos. As long as you add machshava, everybody's masking, it's enough. Drashe dva mevet maisa. Shebein maisu, it's something that you could do a maisu to. Sheyochel asas be maisu echocha. Mashen kein dirt, there's no maisu you could do to it. Just bringing it into the house alone is enough. See, everybody is maskim. Abdi, you brought the dirt in before Shabbos with a machshava to use it. On Shabbos, that's enough. So tomorrow, this svara neimik tanoi. Let's say this svara is a machlekes tanoi. If something that's not a bar maisa, if you need a maisa. Why? Allah is like this. Bechol chofen es hakelim. You're allowed to like clean your kelim with any type of material. Shrashi chofen means b'shavshefin, like shine the kelim. Es hakelim b'shavas atachtachon. We have your plate, you got finished eating, you want to like wipe it or shine it with a cloth, you're allowed to shine the kli. Chutz mikli kesev. A chutz from silver. Silver you can't polish or shine on Shabbos. Be gartikun. With gartikun. So Shrashi chutz mikli kesev. Gartikun kimin offer. It's a type of a dirt. It grows in the chavius, the wine barrels. Currently, aluyus. V'lika tikkun kli kesev. It's mesakin the kli kesev, the silver kelim. The goroisim, and it smooths it. Sha kesev rach, the kesev, silver is very soft. V'memachek shu'ab malocha. And when you like rub down the silver with this dirt, you're like smoothing out the silver. So that's a malochas memachek. Mamachik means you're smoothing out something. So that's also to do on Shabbos. Only silver with this type of material that smooths out the silver. Ha-naser v'chil. Let's say you want to use type of soap or v'chil, stam sand. Mutter, you're allowed to use it even on Shabbos, even to clean your pot to silver. Because vices, the sand does not smooth out the silver. There's no mamachik. Therefore, it's mutter to do on Shabbos. Rashi avanasa v'chol muta to leigora lelekesef doesn't smooth or move the silver. There's no issa. For the more of Atanya, another brisa says nasa v'chol osur. No, you can't polish the silver with type of a soap. This soap doesn't mean our soap. It means it could be like a powder soap that there wouldn't be a shalom b'machik. Our bar of soap you're not allowed to use on Shabbos because the bar of soap when you put the water on it you're smoothing out the bar of soap. That's b'machik. Now here we're talking about nasa means it's powder. It's powder you could use on Shabbos. Who are the b'chilos type of a sand? There's no shalom b'machik with a sand alone. So this brisa though says osir. It's also to clean the silver with it. Mashma. So my love, what's the machlekes here? One brisa says you're allowed to use this nasta, this type of a powder or chil, the sand, to clean the silver, and one says you're not allowed to. Is my love bokim iflugi? The masav bina maisa, masav le bina maisa. His other meaning is this type of a soap and this chil is not megara the silver. It doesn't smooth out the silver. So the isim machlek smoothing out something. There's no issue here. So what's the shailos? Is this a muksa not? Like this chil means sand. Who said you did something to the sand before Shabbos to make a reis muksa? That's the machlekes. Even though you had das before Shabbos to use the sand, one bris holds that's enough. Machshav alone helps. And the other bris says, no, it's still usur. Sand, it's not enough to have das before Shabbos. You want to use the sand, so you have to do a maisa. And even though sand is not something that's possible to a maisa, but vice versa, you have to do kafrat something. You have to put it in a special bag and say, now this bag is special for Shabbos. Because even though it's not able to do a maisa with the sand, still you have to do a maisa. So not like we said before, even by offer, which is not able to do a maisa, still you would have to do a maisa. So tomorrow, no, there's no raya from here. Loi, I'll tell you the kula yalma loi bina maisa. No, Everybody holds here you don't have to have a maisa. Since sand or dirt is not something that you do a maisa with, you don't have to have the maisa. For like Kasha, or the Zayit Shver, what's the machlekes in the Braisa? One Braisa says you're allowed to use this soap to clean this silver, and one Braisa says you can't. If everybody holds it's not muksa, so what's the shaila? And for the Gemara, Hor Rabbi Yehuda, to Yom Adova Sheni Meskavin Osir. Hor Rabbi Shimon, to Yom Adova Sheni Meskavin Muta. The Torah says like this, that when you clean the silver with this type of polish, or this type of choil, it's not 100% zichi yabim amachit. It doesn't have to happen. It's only a suffix. Sometimes you do smooth it out, sometimes you don't smooth it out. Now, it turns out when you're polishing on Shabbos, you're not mechavin to smooth out the silver. Because even though there's a bump in the silver, when you smooth it out with this choil, it's not 100, it's not a psik ratio, it has to smooth it out, and you're not mechavin to smooth it out either. So therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, Adav Hashem Meskavin is mutter. That's why a lot of polish the silver on Shabbos. Mashenken, according to Rabbi Yehuda, since it's possible that you will be mamachit, will smooth out the silver, and even though you're not mechavin for that, if you hold the Adav Hashem Meskavin is also. So the machlok is only by nasar and choil, which is not a psik ratio. Mashenk in the first material of the gartikun, that's a more a harder substance, that's like a psik ratio. If you polish the silver with that substance, you'll vaday smooth out the silver. So since it's a psik ratio, even Rav Shimon is moyer there it's also. Because there, even though Eina Meskavin is mutter, it's only mutter, where it's not vaday, it'll take place. But where it's a psik ratio, why they happen, even if Shimon is made with sasa. That's the chilut in the two cases. Gurdiki is vadai to smooth out the silver, it's also. Mashenke nasta v'chul, it's not vadai, so it's not a psik ratio, it's only totally, even though you're not mechavin, is ain't a mechavin, also or not. Reb Yud holds all over, dover shenim mechavin is also. So that's trying to brace it, it's also. Reb Shimon holds smutah, therefore it's smutah. So the Gemara b'maya kimta. What are you making the kimta here? Loho dishori, the brice that says it's muta, Reb Shimon. That goes according to Reb Shimon and holds dover sheni meskavin is muta. Because the Gemara b'zoi aim is safer, this brice says, avolo yichoif behem sarai. You should know on Shabbos, if you want to wash your head, you're not allowed to use this nasir achil. You can't use this type of a soap or this type of a achil, this type of a sand to scrub your head with. Why not? Because the shayla of you pulling out your hair. These things pull out the hair, so you're afraid if you're going to rub your head on Shabbos with this sand is going to pull out your hair. That's why it's awesome. For the Markash of Reb Shimon, if this price goes according to Reb Shimon, is Mishrish Kashari. According to Reb Shimon, it should be Mutter. Why? Because when you rub your hair with this substance, with this soap, or this sand, are you mechavin to pull out your hair? Avadi not mechavin. So it's totally if any mechavin is Mutter or not. The Tanan, we learned the Farish Halacha. Nozir. A nozir is a lacha, a whole week around a nozir, a lot of Shabbos.